This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Random Order Show, episode
6. Man, you know what time it is, man. I'm in the building, man. It's your boy, Jay Richards, man. I'm here. Amen, amen. We got the big baby in the building.
Come on, man. It ain't always about the baby, though. Tell you that much.
Big shout out to Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
Konnichiwa.
You know we had to break out a very special guest, man. Y'all might have seen the title.
Yeah. Yeah.
Notice the thumbnail, man. Listen, what a wholesome episode with our brother just me.
We talked his new show, Late Bloomer. Dipping from YouTube to get grounded.
Mental health.
The inner workings of making a Canadian television show.
Family.
All y'all questions, man. It's right here, man.
Y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Hit the subscribe button, bell button, man. Click all to do all the algorithm things, man. I know we talk about plugging out, man, but
plug in with us, man. 5-star stunner rating, man.
Spotify, Apple Podcast, man. Leave a red hot, wholesome review, man.
Enjoy this episode, man.
You may have seen our next guest 5 years ago. He's responsible for many hits. Desi Parents and Technology. In Defense of T-Series. The Unintentionally Racist Wedding, man.
Yeah.
That gave us our start in the brown community.
One. You're tuned into the Just Rains Boys podcast.
This is it, Sean, man. You tell me what we do, man.
Just back in the building, man.
Yeah. Legendary internet moments.
It's the biggest thing since Mr. Beast. Where are you? First, I'm just asking for the audience.
I'm here, just chilling, just hanging out.
I feel like that answer won't be enough for some people. Yeah, man. Like what though, bro?
Just chilling, just hanging.
Yeah. Everything good as shit.
Everything good, just hanging out. Nothing crazy,
man. I honestly didn't know, like, I felt like I was hiding a national treasure every time people would come up to me.
Bro,
like,
we were.
Bro, it'll get like dark sometimes talking to me. Yo, man, I love your video, so good, man. But yo, where's Just Rains? At times I didn't know. At times I'm like, yo, honestly, I don't know.
I even felt like my answer wasn't enough. Like, yo, he's good. He's just chilling.
He's chilling, man.
That kind of speaks to how, like, fucked up the world is, man. I know. You gotta be on the internet or you're fucking going crazy.
I realized that.
I
didn't know that was gonna... I didn't know it was gonna happen to the extent that it did happen. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on either. I was just like, all right, I'm gonna take a break. I don't know what's going on. I'm just gonna...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, straight up.
That's the answer you were looking for.
No, yeah, it's wild, man. You're not on the internet. Like, everybody has a story or needs to fill in the gap.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even that.
What was that moment where you felt kind of like the weight of like what everyone was like, yo, where is he?
I would say like a good like 6 months to a year, people started picking up. They're like, yo, he's not.
Am I still subscribed? Oh,
yeah. They're like, let me send him a tweet. Oh, let me add you on it. Oh, hold on. Where's the...
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of slid off. And so, I don't know. Yeah, people started picking up 6 months.
How many What Happened to Just Rain videos did you catch?
Everybody sent me them. Everybody sent me a lot. I felt like you guys maybe sent me some.
Did I?
I don't know, man. Chops, shout out to Chops. Chops is always sending me some. Yeah. Everything. Sometimes I don't even want to see. I'm like, yo, I don't want to see this. And you just always send me. There's a Reddit, you know. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot going on. A lot of interesting, very funny theories. Yeah. It was actually very entertaining.
Even for me, that's why I'd watch them. I'm like, all right, let's see
what they put together.
I entertained you for 10 years. Give me a few years, you know?
That's fact, yeah.
And watch what you guys are saying. But
I felt like we were trolling at a point when we dropped Sonny Linked It. Because, like, you were gone.
Oh, yeah, you were gone like 2-3 months.
Oh, yeah. That was
at that point, yeah.
Yo, what are you guys saying, bro? Yo, think, check this out. Yo, think about any item, right? Any fucking item, bro.
Bro, I'll fucking link it.
Yo, I got mad links, guys. Bro, why the fuck do you think they call me Sonny Legfit?
Bedset links, mousetrap links, fucking sick lamp link.
The only reason I go to Walmart or Target is to laugh at their fucking shit ass links, bro. Yo, what is this shit, bro? Trust me, guys. Sonny linked it.
That was my last video.
Yeah, that was your last.
What a banger.
If I had disappeared forever, that would have been my last ever video.
It was a banger, man. It was a banger.
I think I was solely only getting recognized for that. For like 5 to 6 months.
Tables turned.
Because I had nothing. And I would just be walking like streets of Toronto where I'd be like, yo, Sonny linked it. Like. And that was all I was getting recognized for.
Yo, I want to say it was longer than 2 months, but I just, bro, like, we couldn't do that. I couldn't be Sonny. He couldn't be Sonny. Like, we were like, yo, it has to be him. We just had to ask you. I was like, yo, listen, man, came through with the Jordan T. I said, all right, this is over.
I swear you had a flight to catch right after.
And I was like, this is my last one. I'm out.
And, bro, we literally didn't see you for months after that.
Yeah. That's when I genuinely didn't know where you were. So when people were asking, we just dropped a video. I'm like, yo, honestly, I don't know, man.
Did you go flip phone mode?
I did. I went light phone mode for a bit.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah, I got the light phone.
Nice. What's that? I'm always curious, man.
It's like only text.
Look at it. It's amazing, yeah.
Like, there's like an MP3 player on it.
Oh, it's a brand.
Yeah,
it's called it only has like five things. Yeah,
it was created by some skater in, I think, California.
I think Kendrick released one.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Yeah, yeah. I think they teamed up.
They teamed up, yeah. So I got one of these. I had one of these for a while.
You still have it?
I still have it, yeah. I'm like tempted to go back, but I think I'm good now. I think I'm...
It hit? Like it was what you wanted?
Yeah. Nice. I think it was definitely what I wanted. I think it was like... Like, it gets overwhelming. Like, when you... Even if you're off the internet, like, just having people have access to you, because, you know, you just want to chill. You just need the time to, like, figure it out and, like, recalibrate. And, like, you don't want everybody... When you're in that process, you don't want everybody, like, constantly being like, what's the update? Mm-hmm. What's it, you know? You're just like, yo, I just... And then you, like, filter the people that really matter down.
Yeah.
You know, like, you got, like... It's like, oh, yeah, these are the people that matter. Yeah. These are the people that I need.
So when we couldn't reach you for 4 years...
No, you guys... No.
And you were green.
Yeah, because it was a light phone.
Tight shit.
Sometimes the keyboard doesn't work. It gets... I tried...
It was just a red exclamation mark when I went green. So it was red and green.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it was?
Mm.
The phone. I feel like my dad picked up where I... My dad was like, all right, now I got to step up. Like, my son's, he's hosting random gigs for people.
What?
Yeah, he's like, they'll have, like, Mayfield nights sometimes, like, that generation. Because they're like, all our kids are old, we don't have any stress anymore. So, now they're chilling. Now my dad's 20 again.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
You know what I mean? So, he'll hang out. His boys will throw, like, music nights together. They'll invite, like, 50, 60, 100 people. And then my dad just goes up and does sets. Like, he just goes up and he's, like, performing for, like, 10, 15. He'll do jokes.
Oh,
everyone's
nice.
Laughing. Really? Everyone's cracking. People are like, yeah, that's where Justin gets it from. I'm like, I didn't even know this was... I'm with you. I'm now also realizing.
Yeah. Oh, I think he got it from me.
Yeah.
But, no, it's... Yeah. That's beautiful. Damn, he's doing sets, man. That's crazy.
My dad picked up. My dad's an influencer.
He's got a profile?
He's posting stories. He'll match music with it, you know?
Yeah.
I came to LA. He's like, where you at in LA? You in Beverly Hills? Like, he knows the areas now. He's like, hey, I'm trying to come out with my mom. I got some boys out there in LA. And I'm like,
what?
My dad's a new man.
Yeah.
Young, bro. My dad's younger than me. It's crazy.
He was soaking up game for me then.
Yeah.
I feel like my dad got older, man.
Nah,
he's all right. Yeah, he got a little
like
younger,
he's chilling,
man.
Now. Like,
because he does the stories now. Yeah. The captions are kind of his thing still.
Yeah.
Hashtags is heavy on that.
Still the worst captions.
Oh, my God. They never make any sense. Honestly, bro. You still got your light phone?
I still have it, yeah. I don't use it, but I still have it.
Oh, yeah. I may run that, honestly.
Yeah. I just feel like you gotta make that. I was honestly jealous of the fact that you're able to do that.
Oh, God.
Because I don't know. I don't know how I'd, like, tell everyone. All right, you guys, everyone stop everything towards me.
I know. I didn't even declare anything. I was just like, I just need to chill. Right. I just need to, like, you know. get off for a minute. I didn't even know how long it was gonna be. I was like, you know, people were like, yo, why don't you make a video about explaining? I'm like, bro, I don't even know what to explain to you. Yeah. I need to go through it. I can't.
Mm. Oh, one of those. I try to record this video 10 times. Oh,
I don't want to.
We need
anymore.
To talk.
Yeah. But I would have hit, though. I'd say
it would have hit.
I'd be watching. I'd be watching.
Maybe I should do one wrestling. No, you know, you can't. You can't. When you're in the middle of something, you can't, like, it's like, it's gonna disrupt the whole thing. So you're like, I have to just not.
Yeah, we'll talk. But,
That's what kind of separated real niggas from, like, there's a lot of people on YouTube at the same time.
There were a lot of people on YouTube.
There was a lot of people on YouTube at that time, and everyone was making those, like, apology videos or, like, I went missing for a week. Like, I missed schedule.
I need 2 months.
Taking a break.
Taking a break.
I'll be back. Yeah.
I may still post a bit.
You're not doing it, though.
Yeah, no.
So I feel like at that point, like, that was YouTube seeing a real way of, like, someone doing it and taking a step back, just like, hey, this is, like, you went full throttle. You went you went, like, San Andreas. You know how you take off on a plane, just right up? That's what you did. I feel like people just weren't used to that because we all did it during COVID, like, a little, not to that extent, but, like, I remember when we said, all right, I'm like, hold on, I got to, what's going on right now? You know? Right, you got to ask yourself what's going on, but, and Toronto's a city where you can really lose yourself. Like, that's a whole different story, but, like, how accessible it is to go outside and fucking go to the club or get free food here or, like, go here. And, you know what I mean? It's just, there's so much to do. All your friends are able to. How many times do people just pull up in your lot? Nigga, I did it. I just.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm sleeping over tonight.
Bro, we just opened the door to his house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But, like, it's great. It's fun.
It is great. It's like, you everything is accessible all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you won't ever need to. If you feel sad for 1 second, you can easily remedy it by anything.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the city, everyone's there, you can do something, you can post something. Like, if I'm, like, going through something, I would just post something, people comment, I'd get cheered right up. So I felt like, it's just too, it's great. It's great and it has its pros, but I feel like if you don't, like, get in touch with other sides of you, then it becomes too, like, everything's artificial. And then you're just, like, living in this heightened world and it's, like, not, I don't think it's natural, and I don't think it's, like, it'll benefit you. I don't think it'll benefit your work. I don't think it'll benefit people around you. Like, I think you have to, like, tap into all sides of you, and I feel like me as a person, I just wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I was not, and even if I had some stuff I was going through, I would just do something on the internet or whatever, and then just get that, like, hit, and, like, I'd feel okay. And then I think if you just keep doing that, it just, like, piles up, and you're just, like, putting issues, and
you're not really
working. You get
brushing them under the carpet.
It can end up being a lot worse.
It's a lot worse.
Like
it'll get
that
worse.
Break would be more abrupt and more, catastrophic.
Out of your control more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Jocelyn put a woman in a chokehold.
I don't want to hit that point. I was like, I know where this is going. I've seen it. I'm gonna step back.
Yeah, I feel it, bro. You need a moment to be sad sometimes too, man. Yeah. Like, hold on, nigga. Mm-hmm. Let me just
and
see.
People, and you know what? People like love you too, which is a good thing. Everybody wants to see you be good and do good. So like, even if you are, like, people will like try to. I got great people around me, you know, and they will try to like get you to be good too. And like sometimes you're like, I just need, like, it's no offense to anybody else. I just need like the time to just you know, not have all this. Going on, so that's it. And I think you just can't, like, you can't explain that. Like, you can't. I didn't know how to explain it without. I tried explaining it to some people. I was like, "This is what I'm going to be doing," and like, you just get everybody just hits you with like, "Oh, you're going crazy!" Like,
yeah,
bro, that's
insane. You got Dave Chappelle, man. That's Dave Chappelle. You literally got Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, you got Chappelle.
I got Chappelle. Like, for the longest time, I was like, "Oh yeah, he went crazy." Like, I got, but then when I went through it to the obviously not to the extent he did, but like, you still. You understand exactly why that happens. The way
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. And that was like a source of inspiration. I'm like, oh yeah, he did that. Like, it's not uncommon to do it. It's not crazy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so then I just stopped telling people too, because I was like, I'm not gonna tell people I don't even have a plan. But I'm not gonna tell people. I'm just gonna
just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't want to get hit with like, well, bro, are you crazy? Well, bro, you build this whole thing.
Oh, sometimes like
you got to be consistent. You got to lose an order. You're I'm like, at that point, it's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if I lose that. It's okay. Like, I'm okay with it.
It's all algorithm talk, man.
It's all algorithm talk. But then that's the trap. That's the trap that keeps you in there.
Yeah.
And I think if you want to be. I saw the trap. And it's like, if you want to make. I think even in a creative way, I was like, I remember when I dropped T-Series and it like just like blew up and I felt nothing. I was like, I was like, there's no joy. Yeah. There's no like, there's joy, but I was like, and I'm grateful for it. But it was like, it hit to a point where my creatively, I was like, I'm not, this doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I feel the same.
It was like, this was too easy, not too easy. It was just too routine. Like I knew how to do it. And it wasn't challenging. So it wasn't like, it didn't creatively challenge me. So when I dropped that video and it hit and then it blew up, I knew from that moment, I was like, oh, okay, this is like not the same anymore. It's like, what did I make here? It was a great video, but I was like, what did I make here that is going to like have some sort of long lasting impact years from now? Yeah. If you're going to watch, be like, yo, sure, it was a moment. Sure. Like, you know, it was a cool little meme and all that stuff. But I'm like, I don't know. I felt like, you know, I wanted to, now get serious about making stuff that like is actually challenging, is actually like going to be saying something that hasn't been said from like our perspectives and our viewpoints. And I think in order to do that, like you just have to take the time to do that. I was like, I have to step back. I always was like, I always wanted to make a TV show. I always wanted to make something. I just didn't know what it was. Since like 2015, I was like always trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then, so you want to do this thing that is going to take time, but then you have no time. You have to always be making content.
The next video,
The next video, the next post, the next Instagram, the next Snapchat. Like, I always had to be.
Yo, you're on it too, Russ.
Yo,
I
remember just like this. You would fucking turn around. Just fucking go. I was
entertaining. I was like, I had to be on every platform. I had to make content on every platform that hit. I was always just thinking. And you're always just thinking. You're not present. You're not all these things. And like, so you just, you become a version. And you don't even realize you become that. Like, you just slip into it and you become it. And then at a certain point, you just like, you're just so lost in it that you don't even know. And the people around you are like, you're just not ever with us when you're with us. You're just always doing something else. And then like, I think that started hitting a little more seriously. Like, your relationships get affected, all these things get affected, and you're like, this isn't this you just have to like check yourself and be like, okay, what's going on? Like, I gotta take inventory of what's going on.
Just rewire. So, because sometimes like you just get into a routine that like isn't you can't keep going this way. You're literally gonna like self-destruct. Rewire. Figure out what it is to run in an efficient way where you could like, all right, I'm creating for myself. I'm being fulfilled, you know. It's not like like an act you got to keep up.
And then I felt like you're making content that just is gonna hit, and like you know, like the people want it, but it's like, yo, do the people need it?
Because they watch it and throw it away. Except for the real shit, the timeless shit, the stuff that like the classics. Those are the classics.
There's a lot. I love the catalog. It's just like you guys. Like, I think we talked about it. It's like you want to. I think you said this one time, and I was like, that's so true. It's like when people come over. Or whatever, and they're like, yo, put on a video. You want to be proud to like...
Or even if they
select one, you still want to be happy about the video that they're going to select. You got to be... You got to have that level.
Literally. Yeah. And it's the most on my dad. Like, my dad doesn't get something. Like, even if I know, it's not your space, I'm still like, he should understand like the comedy that we're doing here.
I think it's like, it's also, man, you've been doing it for so long that it's like Tyler Crater, for example. He has been doing it for too long at this point. When he made this switch, like, now he's been running it for a minute, but he was Yonkers, Tyler Crater, and then like he started hitting the switch where he's like, wait, hold on, I want to make more meaningful fuck all the cockroaches in my music videos. We make something that people can like, it's timeless now. So everyone goes through that switch if they can find it, because it takes a special type of, away from that shit, because like
it's a gift to see it and realize it and be like, yo, hold on,
gotta take action.
And I think everything is connected, so like whatever you're making, whatever art you're gonna put out to the world, it should be true to like whatever you're going through at the moment. So at that time, like in my later 20s, I was like, I started getting therapy. I started getting all these things to like look deeper into myself. And so like when you're like untangling all this stuff, it's like, oh, I can't just like make friggin', you know, DJ Khaled Punjabi Dad Part 2. Yeah, you know, like yeah, I can't.
You could.
But then it doesn't feel like authentic. I was like, this is not genuine to like what where I'm at right now, like where I'm what I'm doing. And
yeah.
And then I always had this fear. Like, I was like, I never want to do therapy. I never want to do any of this stuff because then it's going to make me, like, not funny anymore.
Yeah.
I'll be too serious. I'll be too this. I'll be like... Yeah. Yeah, so no. I was like, I would push all that to the side. I'm like, no. I want to be a funny guy forever. Mm-hmm. But it's not realistic.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, it's also not realistic and it's also not, like, you're not going to make your best stuff that way, too. If you don't tap into the other sides of you,
you can't get,
like, a well-rounded side of you. And so I felt like I was on one extreme for so long that I had to like go to the other extreme to catch up with that side. Cause it was like, that side was like so lacking, like getting in touch with your emotions. I was like, I don't know. I can't recognize what emotion this is. I'm just like, it's just there. You feel weird. And then you push it. You try to make yourself happy. And it's like getting in touch with those things was like so important. And then it's like, okay, so whatever I'm making should like, it'd be nice if whatever you're making is like reflecting that too. And then, so that was the time I was like, I'm just going to take time to write. And so even writing, writing the show initially was just like, it's just therapy. It was just art therapy. You're just writing. You're putting everything that just comes to your mind on the paper and you're just letting it flow and you're just writing, putting stuff together, building the world, doing all that. And that in itself was like the most therapeutic process. This was like all of pretty much like 2018, 2019 when I stopped making my last YouTube video. I just went ham and I just did that for a while, for like a year. Yeah. Just writing the show.
Yeah. I remember you disappeared and came back with a wrist situation.
You're like, yeah. Because I'm fucking writing. Yeah. Yeah. I would literally go and I would like, and I would walk every day like.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
You gotta walk, man.
I picked a coffee shop that was an hour away from me and I was like, I made a commitment. I was like, okay, I'm going to walk to this coffee shop. I'm going to listen to music. I'm going to get in the zone. Then when I get there, I can write. And then I write and then I come back and like, I'm going to cut all the distractions. I'm not going to go hang out with people. Like all that is fun. But I was like, in that time, I'm just going to dedicate myself to this because I was always like, I want to do it. And I didn't do it. And so I was like, I'm going to do it now. And it doesn't matter what anybody says, I'm going to do it. And so that was the thing. It was like having a routine, having that, some days would be like, I remember it was like -30, -35 with wind chill. And I was like, oh, I'm still going to go. I'm going to like bundle up, layer up, walk there and do it. And that, even getting that intense wind hitting your face, getting into that emotion, getting into that zone, you like use all of that. You use that emotion to write the scene. The scene that I wrote that day was like a cold scene, you know? And it was like, oh, I only got into this state because I got up and I went on that walk and I got hit with the elements and then I could like use that. All like, I was like, oh, this is all beautiful. I love weather. I love seasons. I love the cold. I love rain. I like, it's like all these things that you're like, associated with being something bad. It's
bad,
like, no, this is like all great. And like, I can use this. And so you're just tapping into these sides of you that you're just, you think are not good, but they're like, they'll add so much beauty to everything you're doing.
Oh, yeah, man. That's
doing the hard things, man. Yeah. And I do realize that there's like a, if you have like a certain project or like area where you want to like work in, it's kind of hard to, it's almost easier to do work elsewhere to not have to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to be in your comfort zone.
Yeah,
sometimes
like I could fucking edit all day, but I know, I should be like, working on this thing right here. Yeah. But I'm like killing in editing, but I'm not.
Right. You gotta get up. You gotta get ready. You gotta mentally be like, I'm gonna go to this place. This place is solely for this thing. It's the work. If you're at home, you can get distracted, whatever. Some people can work at home, but it's just like, I just need a space to dedicate for that specific thing. Mm-hmm. And like and do it. And like, I was like, I can't, it's so easy to get distracted.
And on top of that, it's like, we always say, like sometimes to get comfortable, like you got to get uncomfortable type, like that whole saying. Yeah, it's like you removed yourself from downtown. You removed yourself from like your friends, social media and shit. Deleted our numbers for a while. Yes. I don't know why.
We'll get back to that.
But y'all, we can get back to that. Right?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But now it's just like you have a new discipline, and like, fuck, I mean, I learned a lot from you and coming away from that, because I'm like, we're in Toronto, we're just like, fuck, Juice Man's not down the street no more. Like, remember Waleed was downtown? Yeah, it was like one point Toronto was just like,
it was peak. Yeah, it was just everyone. Amazing.
You know what I mean? Like, everything was going right. Our version of Toronto. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? What the world we're living in. Our world, it was at its peak. But I just remember, like, you got to understand when something's over with.
That's so important.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't hold on to that.
You can't.
People hold on to that.
They hold on to it until it's just like...
And they try to recreate it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still me, guys. In all
aspects, though, because, like, even... Like our Tycho character in the Goon Scrap, like, we knew it wasn't like, we can't keep doing this milking it because now you ruin it.
You could do it. That's the thing. You could do it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But it's like, even shit like group chat was really fluent. It was nice making some beans off that.
Yeah.
But we're just like, yo, what are we getting out of this? Like, we don't, like, what are we talking about? Girls and fucking shit. Like, the most authentic group chats were the ones, like, with you or talking about, yo, would you bring a fucking lunchroom? And that's what this was. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it takes, it is a gift to understand when your body's not feeling something, when you're not feeling something, your mind, slowly, your body's just like, all right, I'm not fully invested in this to, like, go make a change, because a lot of people miss that window. And I feel like it's always going to be there, but in different signs for people. But
yeah, I think people just have to get comfortable with the fact that, like, if you feel like something's done, it's not a bad thing. Like, it's like things just need to die. Like, there's things that need to die for other things to grow and to come in. And, like, people don't, like, look at... This whole world, like, everyone's just trying to, like, uphold everything all the time, you know? And it's like...
Yeah.
Man, some stuff just needs to die. Some corporations need to die, you know, for other things to come up. Some systems need to die for other things to come up. But then that starts on an internal level. You're like, yo, this is not a bad thing. If this thing is going to finish, it's like you appreciate, like, I appreciate that time for exactly what that time was.
Oh, man.
Because if we didn't have that time, we wouldn't have what it is now. And, and where we're going to be going to.
You know, I don't even know.
Probably.
Not by those walls. I don't know, man.
Damn. We were out in every club.
Man. Yeah.
Man. AI before AI.
Yeah.
Our skin is looking good, bro. What the hell? Got your boys blushed.
Yeah. Damn.
That's crazy.
Nah, but it's, that shit is,
you do appreciate that time,
bro, but.
Because you can look back at it after. Like, unless you're still in it, it's not like, man, that was such a good time. You know what I mean? I love being able to look back and be like, yo, that was such a different time. I understand what it was. It's over with.
Yeah.
We're somewhere else now. Yeah, grateful. Yeah. What a good time. I remember forever.
You got to, like, I was reading this book. And they were saying it was it was the only one I'm fucking read. he gave me a book.
The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements.
He gave me a book at a crucial time in my life where I just needed to hear some spill. So
I see what you're going
for. And it's the same thing that you're saying. I just realized, like, I didn't read it. I read it saying, like, all right, I'm good on reading. I don't need to read nothing else. Like, I learned the elements of life. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's a big book,
right? But it was big points in there. And yeah. It's exactly everything you said, the book just said. It said, like, humans, one, we're so afraid to be alone. Everyone is so afraid to be alone, so we hold on to shit. We hold on to moments, wait for that, like, Instagram, someone plies my story, I'm feeling a little up, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. Your girlfriend's leaving you. You don't want to do it. No, stay. Let that beat go. Yeah. The new flower gonna bloom.
Yeah.
It may not even be with another person. It could be like a business. It could be a hobby. It could be fucking. You find something else out. But there's just so much shit that came with it that related to like, yeah. For us to do content, you had to tap into your like emotions and say, okay, what makes sense now? Because niggas is getting older. What makes sense in life for me to continue doing what I'm doing? Because we know we're funny. We submitted that.
Yeah. You know, you like to do it, too. Like, we took a nice little hiatus and then came back to it stronger. Like, we knew, okay, I miss comedy. This is what I want to do. There are some, like, deeper elements to it.
But awesome.
I went away and then I appreciated, like, what elements I loved of our comedy. Because, of course, you look back far enough, you're, like, cringing. Like, not so funny or whatever the case may be. But I'd see, like, yo, this is working. This is what we actually want to do. It was just a moment to recalibrate, look at everything, see what's what, and then come back stronger. But that trip is always needed, I think, at least, you know, every once in a while. But it does help, man, if you meditate and you could do it in your daily, you know, beyond just like closing your eyes and sitting on the couch and, you know.
I think there's different forms of meditation.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
You could literally be sitting here paying attention, but like, the fact that you're paying attention, the fact that you're in the present moment that's the relief. It's like, I'm here, everything's fine, I'm chilling, I'm not thinking about anything else, I'm in the moment.
That's how I feel right now. I feel like I'm retaining information that's like, gonna make me a better person. I feel very peaceful about it. You know what I'm saying?
Because your mind could easily be elsewhere. Fuck, I got this thing going on. Like, so and so hit me up. So and so's mad at me or whatever.
Right.
In that moment, man. But that's real, bro.
Y'all know it's real. And that's why, even sometimes, like, I be having problems, Juice, man. Certain people be mad at me because niggas not returning their texts or not calling them back. I'm like, bro, I'm not
a text machine, man. What the hell?
I'm chilling.
You know
what I'm saying? So even, like, that's what I'm saying. There's so much that I took from you leaving. I'm like, all right, fuck. Maybe I'm not applying it the right way because I just be ignoring niggas. But it's like people just want to access you, like, so, like, you know what I mean? They want to holler at you. They want to talk to you.
Because that's, like, the norm. People take things so personally if you're just like, yo, I just need to do this. It's none of it is personal. You're just like, I just need this, and people, I guess, don't understand that. I guess you could communicate to them. I just changed my number at one point.
I said you communicate.
This is the easiest way. I'm just gonna do that. But I mean, it's nothing personal.
It's me.
You're just like, yo, it's just me. It's like I just need that for me, and I think we're just not conditioned to think like that. Like, since you're born, like, everything's like, you just got to keep thinking ahead. Keep thinking this, keep thinking that. Like, if you don't do this, then this is going to happen to you. If you don't do this, this is going to happen to you. But it's like, if you're always thinking like that, then you're not giving yourself the space to, like, set up the thing for that thing not happening. You know what I mean?
You have to make
the space for, and like, we're just never encouraged to do that, especially when we enter the internet space. Do you remember what they were used to tell? They're like, two videos a week, three videos a week, blah, 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 and like everything posting all the time. And it's like, that's not a real way to
and
live.
And we like walked into it and evolved with it. So it was just so normal for such a long time.
I
was like, wait, hold on. Why the fuck am I like worried about this? You know, these analytics, of course, there you go. You know, it calculates the money and shit. It's part of it.
Everything has this part, but it's like if there's too much attention to just that, then like everything else is gonna crumble. Like there's no point in just paying attention to that.
And man, I felt like I was not that I'm above anyone. Like, I never think like that, but I just remember I got to a point where it was just like everyone was like influencer hashtag this. And I'm like, bro, I'm not that. Like, I'm a very real nigga. Like, you know what I mean? It just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just felt like I'm like, bro, okay. Even when we're getting into these meetings, it's like, hey, we got our influencers here. I'm like,
That's okay. That's what I feel like.
It was like a weird. It was gross. It was like, I'm not
digital creators.
And it's literally not like, bro, not that. It's like, that's a bad thing.
That's how I felt, man.
Like, it was just,
look at his face.
Buy into all this, you know? But it just felt like we were doing something different. And we were able to do something different, and we're going to do something different. So, like, just those small problems of fucking, like, I know I can't do this forever. I want to do something else. And, like, you saying, yo, I'm going to go write a little bit more. I'm like, all right, these influencers are doing this for, I don't know, to promote Stride Gum or whatever. Yeah, Stride Gum. Y'all remember that?
Stride.
Shit. But, like, if that's what they're doing, all right, fine. And maybe they'll venture off and find something else. Like, influencers should just be the bottom level entry level, I should say.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
now go do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I felt like when I heard, when I was like not feeling them calling me influencer, I'm like, all right, bet I want to do something else. Cause yeah. like I have influence for sure, but I'm not, don't, I'm not that. Imagine like niggas walk around calling Drake, oh, and yeah, you have an influencer. Yeah,
which he is an influencer.
He's an artist.
You know what I mean?
He's influential.
That's a byproduct of what you do. It's yeah. not, it's not what you are. Mm-hmm. I think that's, and then when you get labeled that, it's like, that's like so, it's so diminishing of like yeah. everything you're doing. And I think it's just like, we, if it doesn't matter what, if we were in the 70s, right, we would have become filmmakers or like comics or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter what, if we were in the 1600s, yeah, we would have been playwrights, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like that, you know what I mean? We would have been putting out dramas and comedies or whatever and performing them for the village or the town square or whatever, you know? So it's like, this is different. So this was our medium coming into it. Like, we had the internet and we didn't have, we were so many, there was such a big gap from like people like us. And like to be able to like access the industries that we're now getting into, and the gap was way too big to like, we didn't even have the knowledge, we didn't have a network, we had no way of like understanding even how to like get our foot into the door.
Yeah,
right. You know? Canadian heritage.
We didn't even see doors.
We didn't even see doors. We just see the stuff, but we're like, we want to do that, but like, there's no way for us to get in there. But then now you have this thing where the internet came in just at that time where it was like YouTube was popping, all that stuff. And it's like, okay, now you have a medium where you get to do the thing that you want to create and like the art that you want to create, and you're creating on your own and you're doing all the stuff on your own. And it's like, nobody's like telling you anything. Nobody's telling you anything. At the same time, you have nobody like also telling you anything. Like, this is how you do this, this. You're learning everything on your own as you go. Like, everything is just like the Wild West. And you're like, you have no idea what you're doing. You're just doing it because you love it. And you're doing it because you have stuff to say and you have content to put out. I don't even like the word content.
Yeah, I'm trying to find words.
I'm trying to say art. I don't want to sound pretentious, but I love the word art.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, it is art. Everything is art. We're your creation. It's like, this is the stuff that you're creating and you want to put it out. And it's not just to create for the sake of creating. Like, you want stuff that like makes an impact. That's what I realized. I was like, I want to make stuff that has an impact, whether it's like there's a lesson behind it or whether it's just like, it's just funny and like people feel better. Like, and like people just had a good moment, you know?
And it's so great when you can lean into like what makes you laugh, like literally what is funny to me, and then make that. Yeah. You're way better off than even thinking about, will this person laugh at this and that?
So we created that machine, and then now we're able to access these industries. And like, so now you're coming into this industry with a whole wealth of knowledge that they wouldn't even have been able to teach you. And so now you're, in a sense, you're like, it's not that you're smarter, you're smarter as a person, but now you're entering this space that like, you're like, it can be very rigid. And you know, they have like certain ways, this is how we do things, this is how this works. And you're like, I know that's not true because I was able to do this way. And so now you're like, we're people like us, I think are like the agents of change that are going to be influencing these like industries, if we haven't already. Like, you know, a lot of artists have been doing that. Like, there's a lot of artists that I look up to that I feel like have been doing that started from the internet. And it's like, now they're in these spaces and they'll be able to make change. They can do whatever they want.
Man, that's so true, man. Cause fucking, you try to tell niggas that, yo, you're like, you know, you should know when you're dealing with a Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was rapping amongst fucking Flo Rida. No disrespect to Mr. Flo Rida.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, that's Weezy F Baby there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you see the influencer picture, and it's just like, all right, there's influencer, and then there's like, these niggas are just doing a little different. You know what I mean? Like, when we met Batch, I still knew off rip, like, all right, Batch is like, he's trying to do YouTube videos, but something about niggas is a little different. You know what I mean? He's a little bit more into higher production quality type thing. You know when someone's a little bit different. But fucking, I was going to go somewhere with that. Oh, yeah. While everyone was trying to tell you, like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. They're inviting us out to clubs and shit. They're inviting us, hey, come get some food. And nigga, you know what I mean? So it's like, bro, there's so much distractions that, like, it's really hard to kind of figure out what you're doing. So it's like, that's why a lot of people fade away in everything. Like, not just on the internet, but... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to navigate through, man, honestly. Yeah,
sure. It is. There's no playbook. Like, even with this, I'm like, I just knew this is something that I had to do. I was like, not many people aside from like Chappelle. Chappelle's the only guy that people can think of, or like, I don't know who else is like, I'm sure there's many other people that are like taking a step back, but like in terms of like your heroes, you know, or people that you look up to, it's like, it doesn't matter. You can step back and you can come back and do, nothing's going to topple, you know? Like, it's okay. If you make stuff that you care about, like, there will be people that will be there to care about it.
Absolutely. I call it the Frank Ocean effect. Yeah. So when we were taking a little break, I was just like, bro, Frank Ocean's gonna drop, everyone's gonna listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter how, like, everyone's making jokes, like, Frank, come back, come back, come back, comes back, drops Endless or whatever project it was. Nights was that? Blonde, sorry. Yeah. And everyone loves him again. Now he's like back, and then he disappears again. And, like, you know what I mean? Now they're used to someone leaving and then coming back. And then, you know what I mean? So it's just like.
It comes with quality, though, too. Like, the fact that he's able to take that time off and, like, hone in on it and provide that type of quality, then they're like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm willing to wait. Yeah. Not everybody can
and
do that.
In a way, isn't he just, like, doing the same thing, I guess, that you guys have done that we do, but just on a less. Like, he set his own pattern, his own consistency.
Yeah, that's pace. True.
I mean, it's always a pace to it, but it's like the pace you decide or the pace you feel like you got to work at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, I guess he realized, like, wait, that pace, I don't have to work at that pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
Frank was like never an out there guy. Like, Frank blew up. Frank was already popular from when he blew up. And it's like Tumblr days when he's dropping like all these projects that are coming out and the internet's slowly catching on, but he's always been a behind the almost like The Weeknd when The Weeknd trilogy and all this is now coming up. He was behind the scenes, don't even know what he looked like. So it's like there's different guys where they're ultimately like thrown into the mix. Everyone knows what they look like, everyone knows what their day to day is. You know what I mean? Like now it's like do this, do this. Frank was just like, okay, here. Oh shit, I blew up. All right, here. You know what I mean? And it's like so he had the luxury to like kind of lean back while Tyler and Earl and all these guys from like Golf Wanger doing their thing. It's like, oh, where's Frank? Oh shit, he's here and he's totally different.
Maybe, not, because what was the time frame between Nostalgia, Ultra, and Channel Orange? Like, how long?
A year, 2 years? I was it was a couple years.
And then it got bigger, the gaps got bigger.
Yeah, and then the gaps got bigger. So maybe he just realized, like, you know, fuck.
That's how he made music too. Like,
it does help to make millions off of everything.
Yeah.
And I was making jewelry. Like, you don't have to make the same thing either. Like, I'm not, you know, you don't have to make YouTube videos. People are like, oh, when you coming back and you're gonna drop a video? I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the stuff that I want to make right now. And so, like, it's just different. Like, everything's different. It's not that it's like, those things were the thing at that time. But like, I'm in my early 30s, I'm not going to be dropping at Daisy Parents and
my dad.
When I came home, like, no, it's not like I'm good with my parents. Like, we're friends, you know. It's like there's nothing. The content is going to be different now. Like, the situations, the stories are going to be different, or we're tapping into stuff that's like deeper or more different. And so, like, that's, you need a medium to be able to tell those stories. Like, when I realized, like, oh, YouTube is not going to be the way I'm doing stuff on YouTube, this is not going to be the medium for the stories that I want to tell. I just can't do it here. And so I had to, like, accept that and then be like, okay, so this is where I have to put my attention to. Yeah, this is where I have to focus.
Right,
I want to go on this longer form thing. I want to do this. I want to... And like, that is, like, a switch up. Because it's like, once you become known as, like, one type of person or one type of artist, that also is another trap.
The longer you spend time there,
it's just and like it's like people love it, and so like you understand where it's coming from, because it's like you brought so many people like joy from seeing that, and so people like love that thing.
Yeah, they want to hold on to that.
They want to hold on to they like associate such good memories.
Yeah, that nostalgia. Yeah, that nostalgia factor is huge.
Nostalgia, you know?
Huge. So it's almost like a cheat code. Like, for like, even people who haven't seen you in years, they're like, yo, I watched you when I was like fucking 10 years old. Yeah. Man. I remember, like, I feel this special connection to you. Yeah, you don't have to do anything anymore.
You can't blame them. It's like that's what it is. So, but you just have to assure them, being like, this, whatever that's coming next, if you like that, like, this is just going to be.
It's another hit.
And like, everybody's growing up. Like, with us.
Yeah.
Like, we were young when we started. Everyone is growing up with us.
Yeah.
Bro, it's the trippiest thing. I had, like, this dude come up to me at the gym. He was, like, it's like 6'8", jacked. He's, like, a big beard, turban. He's, like, bro, I met you once. And I'm, like, what? For real? He's, like, yeah, it was a long time ago. I met you, bro. And I was, like, oh, shit. Yeah, I don't remember. No, it's, like, sometimes I can recognize faces. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. I meet a lot of people. I don't. You know, it's not the person. No, he's like, oh, yo, maybe I have a picture. Let me pull it up. So he goes in his phone and he pulls up this picture of an 8-year-old kid and me at some event, like an 8-year-old kid with a little mini turban. I look like that. He's like, yeah, this is us right here. And I was like, yo, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought the guy was like my age, you know? So it's like, yo, these guys are like adults.
Yeah.
Like, people, especially these younger. like Gen Z. Oh, I know people love like shit on Gen Z, but I love Gen Z. Like, cause it's like we realize like that's the generation we raised. Like these are the guys that looked up to us. And it's like you see them going through the same things in a different way that we went through. And so you're like, you wanna
embrace
it. You want to embrace it. It's like, yo, we helped raise you. And then so you're like, okay, now they're getting older. Now we're getting older. It's like, okay, let's, my thing was like, I want to make content that like speaks to also us getting older and like our brain is like developing and evolving and us evolving. It's like, let's stay true to that. Like if there's a whole journey that we're going to be taking. So let's not get stuck on one part of it. Let's like whatever era that we're in, let's make stuff for that era, and for the growth and the understanding of the, and the laughs you're gonna have in that era. Let's do that, because then you're just robbing yourself of something that you could be making for, like, timeless pieces that you're making for that era.
And potentially growth.
If
you're just trying to make like the same shit that you made as a teenager, like, are you growing? Like,
exactly.
Are you staying the same person?
Yeah.
But also, it's just for the sake of like keeping your youth. You know what I mean? Because we're still the same guys we were in that picture. Like we're still there.
Still, you gotta have that.
You got niggas smiling already. You know, we've been through some shit. Like, bro, it's so important for like how many people have you met where it's just like, yo, I don't know where the kid in you is.
They're anymore. Just like that's it. It's just all about business or serious or just, or they think they have to do that in order to be successful. It's like no, you have to tap into your youthfulness. You're like. Your like curiosity of the world. That's
you
the
keep
thing.
That,
you gotta, that has to be at your core.
Because that got ripped from like our parents. Like luckily my dad
just
like,
life, bro.
My dad found it back after a while because like he was ripped out of his youth. But I think it took us for real, like going out there and doing life and showing him things to say, like, yo, like you still
sure,
be a
you're
kid.
Good.
He was always telling me, like, yo, what are you gonna do? I'm always fucking around, I'm always joking around. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out, dude.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So it's just like it just goes to show you that like you can you're never too old to start learning. You know what I mean? Even if it's from a younger perspective or whatever it may be, because like mentally niggas are always just in a different place that than like I don't even want to say the average fucking mind, because we just had to learn something different.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna be as sharp as a school as someone I went to school and like can tell me this and that. Mm-hmm. But you come into my world, I'll tell you. I had a package of brick up. We could tell you a lot of like how to really form things, because I do remember a lot of times when people would talk to us, they're like, oh, I just thought you guys were funny. I'm like, not like, bro, there's a lot more that goes into this that like we're our own managers, we're our own fucking producers, our own writers.
And that's
why
we're well
like,
equipped going into some of these spaces, like into the traditional traditional areas. Like, yo, I did this, I did that, I did this.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about this. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
I tried to post something like this before.
Because you understand, you know exactly what you're tapped into the pulse of your respective communities and the internet.
You like, talk to them every day.
You know what people want. Like, they can't tell you, like, this is now, well, usually we do stuff like this, but I'm like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not great.
That doesn't matter. I don't want to, it doesn't matter how you usually do things. You can learn stuff from that. Like, people will be like, we usually do this. Okay, cool. You can take that into consideration and be like, all right. But you still have to know what the essence of what you do and like how people receive it. Like, you know that the best.
Right.
And so, like, you have to have confidence in that part of yourself. And I think just going through the internet allowed us to build that confidence where it's like, we don't have to be told how to do certain things or this and that. It's always good knowledge, but like we still built that confidence on our own. It's like, well, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you feel insecure coming from the internet and going into TV, like for a slight moment? Cause I know for me it's like in my head the internet and like traditional level TV stuff is like two totally different things, different ball games. So you could like max out here, but not here. But I was finding out that a lot of shit carries over and like
it does. Yeah,
we were good in our own way, but also this still applies in like these new spaces.
Yeah, I don't think I was insecure. I think it was just like very challenging. Like it's like I always give this analogy. It's like. I felt like I'm on a chariot and there's like 100 horses.
Oh yeah, you told us.
And you're just like, like, and there's just like a horse going that way, and maybe a couple will like veer off, and it's like you're just doing the best you can to like just have that thing going, and it's like it's just so crazy. There's people coming up to you all the time, especially if you're the creator of a show. Like everyone has to come up to you.
Has to go through you.
Like not has to, but like if people like respect your vision. Like if people are like, oh, this guy actually took time. To like, there's a clear vision, there's this clear like thing, a story that's like trying to be told. So like people, other creators will respect that. And so they want to be collaborative in that process.
Right.
So like that was the most enjoyable part. It was like these people that have worked in these spaces, and then a lot of them were great. A lot of them came and were like, okay, well, like what do we want to do? Like this, tell us, you know, you make decks, you show them this. You're like, this is what I want to meet. This is the vibe I'm trying to go for. And so the collaboration process was really good. But it's just like the thing that you're always battling against is like there's just a certain structure of like the way things have always been done.
Yeah.
And I think people are just too afraid to take risks and outside of that. In that space.
And lazy.
Everywhere.
Yeah, maybe. And lazy. Maybe lazy. I think it was more like they were just scared. Like I just thought.
To lose.
Yeah. To lose. Like everyone. Because when you're in that space, like you have a corporate job, there's like investors, there's people, you have bosses. Yeah. If you don't like pull something off and show numbers, then they're like, they're just always scared to lose their job. And so they're like, well, I know that this way for sure works because like, you know, it just does. And I'm like, yeah, sure it worked. But like there's new stories now. There's new perspectives. There's new like voices that and there's new like ears that need to be. You know, infiltrated with these stories. So it's like, just because those you don't see that, like that doesn't mean that it's not there. And so you're just battling this like system that is like so, just always done things one way, and then comes like this guy that's like, yeah, I'm from the internet, and this is what works on the internet. And they're like, okay, and so you're just, it was just every day was a big, it was the exact challenge that I wanted. Because when I did that, I would always remember the T-Series moment. Like when things got really tough, really overwhelming, and I was like, oh my god, I'm not like, I would wake up in the middle of the night and be like, there's like 100 things I have to like think about and worry about. But then I would just, you have to calm yourself down and be like, yo, you can do this. Like you're in this position right now for a reason. Like because you work to get here. You know what you want to do. And then I thought about that T-Series moment. I was like, I remember what that felt like when it wasn't challenging. And I'm like, now I have the challenge. Yeah. So I can't be complaining.
Now. You've been in the gym.
I've been shooting in the gym, bro. Yeah.
Thank you, T-Series.
Thank you, T-Series.
For that moment of reflection, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to the time we met.
Yeah.
So, first off, I feel like when, like, the mindset that we had was like, okay, we're in Brampton. We got a collab to get like fucking out there. We have to like gain new fans and the cross promo. But like, this is now, speaking of systems, like there's a corporate system and then there's this like internet system, YouTube system. It's called a YouTube system that we, it was like almost an unspoken thing that we're all trying to create. Like not as YouTubers. Yeah. Like collab, two videos a week, like all that type of shit. So whatever, we find out, like, I think, I can't remember how, but I think we're watching one of your videos. I'm like, wait, hold on, this is Brampton. Like, because we didn't think anyone was from there.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this guy's from fucking Brampton. Yeah. I should fucking reach out and just fucking link with this guy.
Yeah, do
the fucking YouTube thing, like reach out, link, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
I couldn't remember, like, I guess I didn't know how to reach out to him. I ended up typing him an email.
Do you have it?
I don't.
We still can't find it.
I tried. I could not find it. I don't know what email I sent it to, but it would be, I don't know what email I'd even.
To whom it might concern. Greetings, hello, to the utmost respect to a fellow creator. Hi.
This is coming from a kid.
My name is Trevon Richards. I am a fellow creator from the internet, and I admire the work similar to us. We are also comedians making comedy and sketch, and we have a deep passion.
From Brampton.
No answer.
That's it was a very wholesome email.
That's why you sign your emails T now.
Yeah.
Just sends T.
I'm trying to keep it chill.
It was just funny because like
it was actually such a respectful, wholesome email.
Yeah.
That I was like, you know what? I'm gonna look up.
Nice.
I'm gonna check out this channel.
So it worked.
Yeah. And I watched it, and then I binged like 10-15 videos, and I was like, whole
locked in. Yeah.
And I was like, I got really excited that someone was also from like Brampton. I'm not from Brampton, but I was like somebody that's also from like our area. That I was like, oh, these guys are like great, and like not even from my, because I was mostly tapped in with my community, like Punjabi community or Indian South Asian community, and I was like seeing another community I was like, oh, this is just
urban nerd. You say it, man. as a new
Canadian, you know, fresh Canadian face, seeing urban creators. I got excited and I was like, oh, this is great. And then what was the convenience store.
The convenience store one. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, that was good. I remember that day. That was a good day.
Yeah.
I think I just dropped.
I know you dropped.
Murder Prank?
Murder Prank. Yeah.
Yeah. See, how did I know that? That day is so vivid to me. I'm like, I dropped Murder Prank. I felt good. Yeah. I went to the shoot. We met for the first time.
Yeah.
We just vibed. We had a great shoot.
Wait, which shoot was this?
Was that
High and Paranoid?
I think I was there.
I was gonna say like
in the McLaughlin.
Was my dog's convenience store. He gave it to us, but I was gonna say like it was cool because it was one refreshing for us to like see like just something so relatable to us that like our community, like we ever since we linked, we said like how familiar like our families so were, familiar, like our dad, like our cultures, like the school talk, like back on group chat, with all that. So we just seen how much we had in common.
It's like first we're doing something that's uncommon and like just makes you stick out and be weird and shit.
And that nobody takes seriously.
Even those people that
everyone's always like, these guys will do this for like a couple of years and then they'll grow up and be like, oh, what do we do?
But and then within that space, there's only like white people and shit that I'm like I can't connect to, so now we're speaking our language to you, which is like you're down, you know what I mean? So this guy's hanging.
That's where this picture got taken. But it was just cool because it was cool and it was refreshing because we had sent the email and I felt like we had like learned a lot of things up until this point. We've learned so much together.
Yeah.
From making that video, like the first video, because it's supposed to link, make the video, and then go home. But then I remember one thing I stuck out. You said, "Yo, let's become friends first, and then like start getting to videos."
Yeah.
So first video we did was the wedding one at your crib, and we were saying. He was trying to tell us, what was the word again? It was Niga?
No, it's said exactly.
Niga, right?
Pretty much said the same way.
Different meanings. Different meanings, different cultural context.
Yeah. But I just remember like how good that feeling, like when the video was actually doing numbers and then we started making more shit. I'm like, yo, everything we do with you is just like this is our boy now. So it was organic.
Yeah, and it was actually funny.
And it was actually funny because we got to know like your style of comedy. We got to know ours. So, like, that's why later on in the line, shit like Sonny Link, they were like, only a juice man can do that. Like, we can't touch this. But we learned so much a lot of times and fucking now stepping into this Crave bag. Because even at Much Digital Studios, before we took that picture, the poster.
Yeah, the poster.
You're the one that called us.
Yeah.
This poster's still up, by the way.
Literally still up.
Yeah.
I have a picture that I took with the other day. I'll send it to you guys. Maybe you can.
Oh please. We took one with Lucas.
We took one with Lucas. But I literally remember that day when we were going into office saying, "Hey, are we going to do this?" And then we stepped in there, kind of crushed that fucking Much Digital Studio scene. Yeah. And then now it's like just a new chapter because you went away. Like we went to fucking Orlando. We left Toronto. Like, everyone went somewhere, learned some shit. And I feel like we're coming back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm excited for fucking the next 5 years, the next 10 years type shit. But just take my number now then.
Please, bro. I'll send you an email.
And yo, I followed you on IG, so get me back.
I got you. It's overwhelming. Like, you don't, you get so used to, I just was so used to being like just, a regular, just normal person again.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I need, like, everybody, I just needed that, man. It was so, do you remember walking around Toronto? Like, you just could not get from A to B. Even LA, New York, like, any big cities, anywhere you go, it's just like, if you're sad that day, you know, you got in a fight with a girl, you're breaking up, and then somebody's like, paint a picture, like, jump in here, and you just have to, like, immediately, like, just turn on it. It was wild, man. And it's like, and so, like, you're just so accessible to people. And, like, I remember that was a thing. I remember, so I was just like, I just wanted to be, like, normal, you know? I went back with my family. I like, reconnected with my parents again. My brothers moved back during COVID. We're all in the same house again after, like, years, you know? And so now you're in this, like, space. You grew up. You have all these memories, some good, some not so good. And now you're just, like, you're back in the space where you're, like, okay, now I have to, like face these memories. And, like, you have to, like, heal with those memories. You have to create better memories now. And now I love home. Not to say I didn't love home, but you know,
I know what you mean.
When you grow up as an immigrant kid, it's tough. Like you said, our parents had that joy ripped out of them. My dad is now
A comedian.
The exact age.
20 years old.
Like whenever he had me and he had to become a dad and,
yeah. Beautiful.
You know, he's back to that he's age. To he's that living age. That life again. Yeah. So it's like everyone's like good now, you know? So it's like, but that took that time. Like COVID was that time where we had to like have deep conversations. A lot of the stuff that I wrote in the show was like, comes from like a really deep place, like a real place, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not 100% all accurate, but the themes and like, you're not going to write exactly what your life is, but the themes is like, in the content you were talking about is like very real to the stuff that you've experienced or you know people that have experienced. And so I remember writing the show and that was like a therapeutic experience. But then when then COVID happened and I had to go back home because I was like, well, I made the decision to not, like I made a commitment. I was like, I'm not going to come back until I like know I feel better / when I know that this project that I committed myself to is going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
Beautiful. And so I'm not going to distract myself. I'm not going to like give into the temptation. Like when do you remember like the only place you could hang out when COVID was happening was on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I wasn't there. Wow. I was like missing this big hangout.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not even a part of it. So I had to be with my family. I had to be with these people that like were like there for you from day one and you have to like reconnect with them. And so even writing the stuff in the show, some of the themes that I talk about in the show, like these were conversations that I had to have with like real people in my life, you know, and it was like tough conversations to have, emotional conversations to have, but I'm glad I wrote the show and had these conversations because now we're like getting into a better place. You know, like I love my parents. I love my family. I love people in my community. I love my community. Mm-hmm. I love everybody. You know, it's like you just get a better appreciation for it once you go back into it. Because when you're in that era, I remember the tail end of YouTube, it was just like everything was way too overwhelming. You can get annoyed. Mm-hmm. Like you can get annoyed with people. You can get annoyed with like the amount of like stimulation coming your way. You don't have the space. And so like I was like, I'm gonna take that time. And even sometimes during COVID, like I didn't have social media. I wasn't even taking pictures. So when people come up to me and like ask me for a picture, I'll just be like, I would tell them politely, I'm not like that. No, sorry. Like,
yeah. I live there. Were most people cool about that?
So many people were cool about that. You know, I was like, that was like an exercise I did just to be like, I think I was like too much of a, you become a people pleaser in that space. And so you'll do anything to like keep people happy. And it's good. Like I want people to be happy. You're making content for that. But you know, if you become too much of that and then you're always accessible, it's like people won't even, then people won't get the opportunity to understand that you're also a normal person.
Yeah.
So initially when I started doing it, like a lot of people were like, I was like, hey, like, you know, but then you just have a conversation like, hey, well, by the way, what's your name? Like this and that. In order to have that moment, they don't want the picture.
Better,
they'll tell you something else about what your video did to you, what this meant to you, what something that they want to do, something that they had with their relationship, so you got something so much more valuable out of that, and like you're like, and that was the beauty of it, and then people understood. Like when I was like, hey, sorry, like not right now, I'm just, you know, I'm not really taking pictures. Like people totally got it, you know. Yeah. And I also didn't. Another thing was like I didn't want. Would always go on the internet and then people just text you and I'm like, I don't want to see this. Like, I don't want to at a wedding or at this or that. And like, people are like, yo, spotted, just re-spotted. And I'm like, and it's cool, it's funny. But like, I'm like, I just want to minimize that as much as possible because I don't want to be just Rain. I just want to be like me. I just want to feel like me. So it wasn't out of a place of like, oh, I'm like, no, you can't get a picture. It was like out of a place of like, I just want to be considered like let's like talk one to one. Like I just want to like be able to connect with you and see what you're about. Like and so that was kind of the thing behind that. So it was like people were very respectful about that. So I really appreciate that. You know, like that was one of those things that was really, really nice.
Shout out to the people, man. That you know who you are, man. Because you occasionally still get the one or two good for me.
You get those. And kids, like kids, you got to take pictures with kids. They don't have the complexities. But like people your age or whatever, like they understand. It's like you're also like benefit. Like now I feel like there's a shift happening. Like people understand that. Like a lot of people don't even like, they're like, hey, I don't want to bother you with the picture. I just like they understand that I would rather have this. And then that makes you want to be like, you know what? Let's get a picture.
Let's get a picture.
I like this moment. It's beautiful. Yeah. So people learn through that. And so you're if you go through that uncomfort, it's only beneficial for everybody else to like understand and learn from
that. Yeah. And man, memories last forever, man. Memories last forever. Like, especially a good one where you're really, like, in the moment. Like, that shit's gonna... Yeah.
You could tell a story about it. Like, man, I met this guy. Yeah. We talked and he's so polite. And he's this and that. We really connected. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, yo...
Yeah.
Like fucking 1 second, didn't ask his name. Some people are like, yo, fucking, walk away. Gone.
Except for the fucking 6-year-old beast now. That look at fucking jacket. Oh, yeah, I have a picture. I remember this whole day. Like, you'll get those too, man. But. Yeah. Late bloomers.
Yeah, I'm about to say this.
Late bloomers.
Yeah. Bloomer. Bloomer.
Late bloomer.
Hey. I'm just gonna press.
It's easily it could get confused, Late bloomer, late bloomer.
I feel like we're talking about you writing the show and without even, because I know what you're writing, but without even saying it, but late bloomer.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Mm-hmm. Are you excited? Are you ready?
I am. I think it was like, so this whole past year, it was just like, you're writing it for years, you're trying to develop it for years, and then all of a sudden when it gets picked up and you go into pre-production, it's just like, fast, like everything's fast and you just go through it. And so I think I'm very proud of like what we were able to accomplish, like with like everything that we had, the knowledge that we had, the resources that we had. And like, you know, like this is in America, right? Like when you're making a show in Canada, it's like we don't have the amount of resources. We don't have the amount of people. We don't have like, you know, it's but we have talent. Like there's so many people that are so talented that want to make good stuff. But a lot of them get shipped off to America, or a lot of them like don't get attached to the right projects. So it was like really nice to make a project where I was like, I felt like I was attracting so many people to come onto the project that were like, man, like we're so excited to work for this. Because like when they're excited, then they just go different. Above and beyond. Everybody, almost everyone on our show went above and beyond to make like the best show possible. And like that's like from like all the actors, all the cast, you know, like they were so excited to be a part of something like this. A lot of them weren't even union, you know, we had to go out and like street cast. A lot of people were like stuff we'd seen or people we'd have seen on Instagram and just like be like audition. And they're like, how do I audition? Like you're like teaching them how to do it. So it's like all these people that have no idea about the space, but I really wanted to tell the most authentic version of the story. So it's like, it wasn't that like union actors, there's so many great union actors, but I'm like, there's in that pool, there's not people that are like real to our experience because like they've just like us, we made our own space to get there. Like they didn't have that. And so I think that was like one of those things that I wanted to do even with the show was like, as a byproduct, you're creating these bridges for people to get involved. And so like you put a cast out to like, South Asian, you're looking for this, looking for that, like in the community, you know, you're looking for a Punjabi father this age, like no casting does that, this guy this age, a Sri Lankan Tamil woman at this age, and like people are like, whoa, what, specifically this? It's so like they're getting cast for that. And then like our director Peter was great, our DOP Gail was great, all the writers were great, my showrunner was great, Sheb, Lakna, Catherine, Barney, Rahul, Cavi. I don't want to forget any names, but I'm just saying like everybody that was involved, our set designer, our people that worked on the crew, people that built the sets, like there was an energy throughout production where like people felt like, everyone felt like we were making something very like special, very nice. And like very, like they had like a purpose behind it that was like, oh man, like this is something that feel like we were all in something together. And that was like such a beautiful feeling. Like every day was like so challenging and crazy hard, but the fact that like all of us were like so connected and we're all in it, we're all like, we're all in this shit together. And it's just this crazy shit storm and you're just trying to make this level of show with this many resources and every day is like a problem, like 10 problems that you have to like figure out and solve. And but like, when you have good people around you and that want to make cool shit, that want to make, that are on that same like wavelength, it makes the process so much better and like so much more richer and like you feel better. And so like I'm very proud of like everything we were able to do with what we created. Obviously when you make a show, like your brain has a version of it that you always want, right?
I was going to ask how much that changed from you writing by yourself.
That too. And so you have to like, as a creative that's like always in charge of everything you're doing, right? Then you have like other writers with other perspectives coming into the room and you don't want to like step on their experiences and perspectives either. So you have to like learn how to like what if you're controlling every, like you do everything. We did everything. We wrote, directed, acted, edited, blah, 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 do the graphics, did the casting, everything.
Fucking cleaned up.
And like you can't do everything on your own. So you have to rely on people and bring good people in that you trust. And so you have to like put that trust in. And it's a scary thing.
Scary.
Yeah. Because you're like, you see it going sideways so many times.
Yeah, trust.
You're like, I got you. I know exactly what you want. And then you see it and you're like, this is not. Like,
were you there?
Yeah, were you there?
That
was my biggest fear. You know, I was like, man, I don't want that to happen. Like, I've been through that experience, but it's just about being thorough. And then that challenged me to communicate better. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have to communicate exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And tell them that. And then you have to like uplift them, right? Like, you just have to trust, like you give them the tools and be like, yo, I know you're capable of doing this, and then they'll do it. And like everybody's like excelled in exactly what we're trying to do. So obviously there's a version of it in your head that you like are always aiming to create, but you got to start somewhere. And like what we made is like incredible.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's,
amen.
Yeah. It's a start, and it's like, then things just, you're creating this machine where it just keeps going and going, and you can do so much more.
I was about to say, man, with everything that you did, and like this feeling, like not the like, this is just a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Like this first season is like your checkpoint of you got here, you finished it. Like you clearly like finished all the tasks, all the challenges, you faced the challenges, came through with them. So it's like, this is just going to be a ripple effect for you of like whatever's next, whether that's writing more shows or more seasons or whatever it is. But it's like, you already started it, but it'd be that simple, man, and it's really like 5 years will really pass you up, and you'll be like, wait, what the fuck just happened? Because it's like, how long has it been since you like first came off the internet versus
5 years?
Literally five,
exactly,
right?
5 years.
You could have procrastinated and just kept going and kept pushing along with it. Different situation.
It takes time. Take time, and I think just everything takes time, and so you just have to like surrender yourself to the process and understand like this is all a step in like creating the things that you eventually want. Because as creatives, you're always 10 years ahead. Like I wrote this show 5 years ago. And so there's a part of you that always feels like, you know, like you made the thing. I'm very happy. Like 5 years ago, me would see the show and be like, oh man, I did it. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we're so used to having an idea. Within 2 weeks, it's out.
So it's up and it's out. You get the comments, you get the feedback.
That was probably one of the hardest things that I had to deal with, is like sitting on this story 7 years ago of me. Wrote and connected more deeply to, not that I don't connect to it anymore, but it's an era of me that connected to that story. And so now you're like, get the chance to create it. And so you have to like tap back into that space and get there, and just know that that version of yourself is going to be proud of you to have made that thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing that's like the big, because then COVID happened, everything got delayed, like all, and I was like, it was the most frustrating thing, because I was like, I'm not used to this pace. I'm used to like just. But then when you go into production, then it's another pace. So it's like, one of the biggest things I learned was like, I just had to like let go of like control. And that's not the easiest thing to do, especially when you're like a creative.
Who's that, had to do it.
That like controls so many elements to like create the best product. And so that was the thing. But the biggest thing that was like, and we always did collaborate in our spaces. You know, the best parts of my videos were like the collaborations that I did with people, whether it be you guys, whether it be Babu, Rupin, or anybody else, man, Horace, Raj, anybody, like all these people that are in my videos. Unmole, my little brother. My mom, everybody else. You know, so it's like those videos were also that great, because like we were collaborative. Like I was like, there's things I can't do that these guys, there's characters I cannot play,
of course,
that these guys are so good at, and they're masters at. Like that's what brings me joy. Like those guys, you guys make me laugh the most. Babu, Rupin make me laugh the most. It's you guys are the funniest guys to me. So it's like bringing that energy into that. So it's like that when you're going into that space, you're like, who are the best of the best of these people? The most, it's not even the best
to you.
It's your favorite.
It's
right?
The most passionate and the most like willing to learn.
To
be like, okay, this is what you want. Because like I feel like anybody that was on the show had to understand a community, had to understand stories that were like not necessarily them, but it also was. So it's like they had to like tap into a version of themselves to like be able to access that and like give the best version of that story. And so that was, because like there's not that many South Asians in the space, so you have to work with people that are already in the space. And so that was a scary thing, but then you bring people into the space, so it's like equal, like you're educating people, people are finding out about like what's what your culture is, your community is. I remember grip guys, camera guys that because they don't read the scripts, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're just like doing this thing. And on the last day, one of the group guys came in. It was just like this older gentleman, right? And he had a very deep, lust, sexy voice, like a Ford commercial voice. Mm-hmm. You know, he was just quiet. He would just do his job. Mm-hmm. And then on the last day, he came in. He's like, you know, man, I just, the show, man, every day I go home to my wife. I tell her, man, these boys are making something special.
Jeez.
I learned so much about the Punjabi and the and the food. I love the food. And you're just like, you don't even realize it because you're in this, that like how much of an impact you're having on these people as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like the most, it's the most challenging experience, but it's the most like also fulfilling and rewarding. I just feel like the amount I've grown in this past year through this is like, it's insane. Like the amount I've had to do and step up and become... It's like another evolution. So you guys are also about to or going through that right now too.
Which is why I'm saying, man, it's fucking weird. Like honestly, like I look at a lot of I'm a dreamy cat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I look at a lot of different things differently. But when I came into this YouTube space and like my dream was like, all right, my dream wasn't to not go to school. My dream was just to do something that I enjoy doing and this turned into that. But it's just like, we got to understand that, like, you know, when you see a pattern in life, you're like, all right, hold on, what the fuck's going on here? Because, like, even, again, just for us to, like, link, make the video, sign with Much, like, really do great with Much, and then, like, get the Crave show, it's just, now the Crave shows are coming out at the same time, our timelines kind of split, then came back together, so it's, like, it's weird, but it's also, we're about to break another door down that's, like, there's not that many urban fucking black niggas in Crave, like writing their own show, their own show. There's not that many, like, there's, we're not there, you know what I mean? It's the traditional, oh, this person went to school, this person did this, so now we're coming in and everyone follow these lines. Because even when we're writing the show now, we're like doing shit, I'm like, bro, we're gonna have this. They're like, oh, they're not gonna have that. I said, bro, fuck all that. We won't do this.
You got to push because it's like they're not used to that.
They're not.
It's not even their fault. It's just they're not used to it. They don't know that.
And we're coming from zero budget. So I'm like,
You can.
Trust me.
You can.
Which is why I say, like, it's going to have such a ripple effect. And I'm excited to see Late Bloomer come out and see that effect because it's going to go down to the grip guys. It's going to go down to the writers where it's like, oh, no, when I was writing with just me, like, we did it this way and it worked out this way. Like, you're giving them a new formula, but also it's going to show a lot more people on Crave like, oh shit, these shows aren't just all white. You know, it's under some drip over here. Like it's the same thing when we seen Russell Peters or when we seen like the fucking like Branson man I can think of, but it wasn't much Canadian. So it's like, I am excited that we turned the leaf on YouTube. A lot of people are seeing what we're doing there and saying, all right, how long is this going to last? And now it's like, okay, these guys, they went up a notch, you know what I mean? So I'm excited.
That's,
man,
all the YouTube was like, all It was like equal parts. You're creating, like, at that time, that is like your like masterpieces of whatever. That's your art. That's like the content that you're creating at that time. But it's also at the same time like the training ground for the next thing. Like that's what you like come to understand. It's like all this is like prepping you for this, and then all this right now is going to prep you for something else. Everyone's prepping you for something else, and when you understand that, it's like, oh, that's so beautiful. There's something really nice.
And this just doesn't apply to us. Like, this is going to apply to everyone watching. Like, whatever you're doing now is, like, you're prepping yourself, or you should be prepping yourself for whatever's next. So even, like, the influencer entry-level thing that I was saying, like, YouTube was another entry-level of our shit where it's like, hey, do we want to write more? I remember the day where you're like, yeah, I like writing more. And he asked me, what do I like more? I'm like, I like holding the camera, but, like, hold on, I also like being in front of the camera. I also like... You know, maybe I should start writing more because I never really tried it. So you got to ask yourself these questions to get uncomfortable. And then, like, because I remember I could never write a script. And now I'm like flying through it. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, but it's, you're just writing shit that you've been through. And then with that YouTube background, with that YouTube background, just being able to pull your friends and be like, bro, I don't care if this nigga has no experience. That guy's funny. Put this coat on say this.
That doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's the guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So. I feel like that's how we got used to, just like, we don't have anyone around us. So like, okay, we need that guy. Like that specific guy. Like my boy that has no idea about,
being
on camera. It's there's no one else.
There's nobody else.
This role.
Yeah. You have to. That's and they shine. Like they shine. Like a lot of this, even our cast, like a lot of them were not the most experienced actors or had zero experience.
Which is be yourself. Cause
I'm like, you know what this character is. You know exactly what it is. And like, you just give them that confidence. You build them up and you're like, yo, that's, I know you can do this. Mm-hmm. And like when you instill people with that confidence, like then they really shine.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's about. It's like that's the most fulfilling too. Like,
for sure.
Yeah, shots of Chaps, bro, one time too, man.
Executive producer.
Yeah.
Executive producer from not even from you. You know what I mean?
Like yeah, he leveled up too, man.
We're just guys. Like, people understand that. Like we're doing these roles that are like we're just like, what are we doing? I'm the creator of a show. He's an executive producer. Like he stepped up. Yeah. Everybody stepped up. So it's like it's not even about. It's not about the like. It's not always not even about the training. Like you haven't even been there. You haven't had experience. It's like you'll go through it and you'll get the experience. Mm-hmm. It's about the passion. When, like Tarantino talked about this. He never went to film school, or didn't he? Just had a love for movies. He just watched a lot of movies and he knew what was good and what worked. And now he's one of the best directors. Like that's
You know he's a freak about it.
You know he's a he's a freak. But and that's the thing. It's just like you know the people. You see the potential in people, and like it's not about. Like what their resume is, or what this is, or what that is, or how long they've been doing this. It's like no, when you know somebody is right for that role and they can step up, and you believe in them, and you have that belief. That's it. And like we have to do that.
You got to, man.
If it's not going to be us, and who you know, like we have to do that. We have to bring these people in.
Look how long, like for real, niggas done had the they had the chance to do it for the past. I'm 29, so for the past 29 years, they had a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're not doing it, so it's like, and it's weird because
you
like
29 years,
29 years since the day I was born.
Like, because it's just weird that you went through your show process, we're going through our show process, but I'm having literally the same exact talks with other people that we're trying to cast. I'm telling him like, I just gotta tell this person you can do it. I believe in you can do it because you're that character. We're writing this for you, but it's just like we're already going through that process and we didn't even speak about this.
Yeah.
So it's like. Again, the patterns patterns are patterning, but it's like it's going to continue because then people are going to say, oh, wait, we don't have to go to Union because Union doesn't have this guy. You know what I mean?
And it's a fact.
It's going to open a lot of doors for a lot of people, man, and I'm excited.
And you're making a change. Like even the like institutions and systems that are put in place, there's stuff that like is not always suited for shows for people of color, like because it's just like the infrastructure hasn't been set up for that. Mm-hmm. And so now you're coming in and you're just like, oh yeah, we need this. Like, I remember there was a language thing that we couldn't have a certain percentage of non-English in the show. And that was like a rule from the government.
What?
Yeah. And we didn't know about that. And we're like, what? And so it's like, yeah, you know, can you like make the character speak English? And I'm like, there's a dad-centric episode. I'm like, he's not going out.
Yeah.
With his homies, they're like, "Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
What are you guys up to?
What else?"
I'm like, hey, this is our language. Like Punjabi is our language. Like that's people can read subtitles.
Yeah, no,
they can read.
You know, people are watching foreign films. Now. It's not a thing anymore. Like nobody's like, if it's good, it's good.
It's good.
Yeah. And if it's real and it's authentic, there's a reason why Parasite hit. There's a reason why these movies are hitting. It doesn't matter if it's in a different language. It's good. If it's good, it's good. If it's real, it's real. And so you have to push for that. That was a big rule that we had to get. Changed and like you're like, well, you can't do what we had to. There was like, okay, then who do we appeal to? There was not even a committee to appeal that rule because there's like, there's no nobody's ever done that. That's how it is.
Wow.
And so they had to create like a committee to appeal this rule so we can make an exception for these shows and to get Punjabi speaking into it. So it's like you're just thrown in this world, and so you're working on a timeline that's not for you. Like not been designed for shows that with your stories, but you have to make it work in that timeline. So it's just like such a. So you're literally creating something.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you're learning on your own. You're bringing people along to learn and uplift. You're changing systems. You're doing all of this stuff at once, and it's just like this crazy, like go experience. Mm-hmm. But like you know. To have good people around you, everybody that was on the show was like, you know, we got so lucky, you know, one or two maybe, you know.
Tight shit.
One or two horses got loose. Yeah. One or two horses got loose. That's okay. We still pulled out with 95 to 97 horses.
Yeah.
It's all good. That's also a part of the process.
It's a part of it.
It's a part of the process.
You got to let a horse go, man.
Yeah, you got to. It's
my last parallel.
Yeah. What?
This is my last parallel right here. But it's you got to kick doors down in your family first.
Yeah.
So we kicked a bunch of doors down in our family to like say, okay, we're going this route. So it's not the non-traditional route, which is the same thing you did over here.
Yeah.
Then you get to this new point of like, okay, you made it here.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to like make it somewhere and then go like steps back and say like, okay, I'm cool with this.
Get the safe mode.
You feel me? So it's like them saying, yo, you can't go and speak all that. Yeah. You gotta speak English. You could have just said, okay, we're we'll get to it. Yeah, sorry, sir. I'm grateful. Yeah.
And you know a lot of people like, do that because they're just like, I used to get mad at them, and I was like, man, these guys, like, they don't, like, you can't help but feel frustrated, and so you get angry. But then I just realized, I'm like, they just don't know any better. Like, they just don't know, and that's okay. And so it's like, you can either get frustrated and get mad and like just cause fights, or you're just like, yo, I just understand that this person, like, you build empathy for people. You're like, I just understand that this person doesn't know.
Scared.
So it's like, it's up to me to like be able to like educate this person and like help this person out of that rut. Like, I'm not gonna help them by like getting frustrated or like getting passive with them. That doesn't work. It's like, oh yeah, you have to like, you're coaching people. You're the coach. You're like, people are looking to you to lead. And so you're in this place and you're like, I have to like tell these people like, this is what it is. So it was like, those times were like very frustrating and like and you have good people around you. And like, I'm chaps. You gotta tell people like your frustrations and they help you. But you know, you just realize like, okay, like these guys don't know any better. This world doesn't know any better. It's not, I don't think people are like nefarious. I don't think, for the most part, I like to believe that people aren't like ill intention towards that. Like, people want to make the show and like people have like an understanding of like, this is how it goes. And like, sometimes you might step on people's egos, but that's okay. And I think the best way to like dismantle that is just by like understanding like, and like acknowledging that they have a point as well. Be like, yo, you're right, because that's how it was. And I understand why it was like that. But now this is like, it has to grow.
What are we going
to
not change forever? Things
have to change.
And so when you got, just have to let people know things have to change, and it's a change for the better. Like, this is going to only amplify everything else. It's only going to make everything better. It's only going to make uplift everyone else. This is not, you know. And so when you speak through that lens, and like, you're able to like tell people those things through that lens, it just makes it, you know, it requires a little more patience. And like, it requires it's on you,
right?
And that's another thing you have to do. But you have to do it. It's like a responsibility. You have to do it.
And how are you going to, like, just especially with Canadian media, it's just, how are you going to stand out wearing the same drip?
But I don't even, I think it's more so even like a budget thing, right? Like, no, you got to understand.
I mean, it goes into everything.
It's everything. Yeah, it's budget as well. It's everything's budget. Connected.
And then they're like, yo, go off and make the show. But then now when you go off and make the show, they're telling you, okay, we're doing all this. But it's like, what I'm saying, how are you going to stand out if you look the same?
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, for sure.
We have all the same budget, but let's go do this over here. Right. While group A, B, and C go do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, up there are like more used to just like, all right, well, typically we just do this, slap it together, put it up as a show.
I think people are just like scared to push back because they don't want to lose their gig. And then they don't want to seem like they're not nice. And it's not that you're not being nice. Like, you have to stand up for the ideas and the things you really want to do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, my thing was like, the end of the day is the show is the most important thing. The product is the most important thing. What people are going to gain from it. If I rob people of like a certain experience or like a thing because I felt a little bit, I felt like I shouldn't tell somebody like, no, hey, we should actually do it this way or explain why, then that's going to create this huge impact where like so many people could have like gotten this thing and it didn't because I was too scared to step up. And it's like, not even, it's like anything can be said in a way that's like still kind.
There's a way to say it.
You don't have to be unkind. Like, you do not have to be kind. People, there's everyone on our show was like, we knew how to talk to each other, you know, even if we were frustrated, we no one like projected in an angry way. I'm so lucky. Like, there was no big fights. There's no big like past people like saying anything to each other. It was just like, we knew, we understood when somebody was frustrated, when something was going on, and we were be able to be there for each other and be like, okay, how do we like, what's the solution? How do we figure this out?
Well, it seems like everyone is frustrated for the greater good.
For the greater good. So that's and then the people that don't know, the systems that you have to change, that's frustrating, but that's on you to change it. And it's like, well, you have to change it, and you have to like, you have to stand up for what you believe.
Right.
And it's very easy when you're in that machine to just be like, all right, like, I don't even want to like, you don't have the mental capacity. You're like, all right, I won't. But like, then you just have to remember that, like, yo, you have that. You're in this position, and you have that responsibility to like make, like, open those doors up so that when other people can come in and do shows too, other people can, because like, people open doors for us.
Right.
And we have to do the same thing, you know.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's
so, like, your duty, man. For real, it's honestly like your duty. It's just fuck, you can go on and on about that shit because it's like, but that's the thing that people. it's like that one gift again to like realize, all right, I'm not grabbing what I need from this. Like, let me switch it up. It's also that next thing of like, all right, man, like, doors are open for me to get here. So now I got to continue doing that. Cause you can go in ignorant and just stand on business and say, bro,
I got my shit.
We ain't putting that in the show.
You know how easy
bro.
It is to fall into that? Yeah, like, it's so easy, man. It's like, so easy. You just have to be aware of it. That's like another awareness. Like, you can fall into that trap of like, nah, I did this on my own and this and that. I deserve this. I deserve this. Like, no, man. No. You're a part of the process. You're not anything like it's equal parts. What you're doing is very special, but you're not anything more special than anybody. Everybody has a very special part.
And that's why
playing.
James Harden is like, not like real spiel. That's why James Harden is, it's so hard for him to fall into something because it's like, he thinks he's the fucking, like, it's me. This is, you guys play around me, but it's like, bro, the good basketball teams are the ones that are saying, yo, I'm not Stephen Curry, nigga. I'm just number 30.
Play your part,
It's true. You know, and that, and that's one thing LeBron do very well. Yeah. Even he is the star, he know how to make everybody get their piece and shine as well. And that's why he... Yeah, that's why he's so successful.
You LeBron James, man.
Yeah.
LeBron James on show.
LeBron James.
Can we talk about the premise of the show? Can we give any of that information out?
So the title is called Late Bloomer, and I think I chose that title because I think everybody in the show is somewhat of a late bloomer. Like, they're all going through their journey to like get to a place where they feel like they've grown or evolved. And then that was the thing, I heard that term late bloomer and I was like, I don't know why it stuck with me so much, because I was like, yeah, I feel like that. Like, people can look to you and be like, oh yeah, you're no, it's crazy how successful you guys are, you guys have done this and this and this, but it's like, then there's a part of you that you feel like hasn't
gotten
there, or you haven't grown. It's, you always feel behind in life, you know, and especially like kids of immigrants, I feel like we're always felt like we're behind. We're like having to do this work. That's like you're literally shifting this generation. Like, I say the millennials and Gen Z, even Gen X, I guess, to some degree, is like, we're the generation that, like, there was like all the stuff that was taken from us, like from other generations, like all these like traumas that were put on us, all this shit that was like robbed from us, and you know what I mean? Like, we became these like developing countries. The only reason we're here is because we, you know, things were not great back from where we're from. And so like, you're in this like shift, you know. I feel like the generationally we're at this like peak, like this dip now where things are shifting upwards, and we're part of that wave to go upward, whether it be like, you know, mental health, or whether it be art, whether it be communicating, relationships, whatever, like interpersonal growth, accountability, evolving, all that stuff,
thinking
thinking of everything, you know. And so you're like that's in the essence what the title Late Bloomer, it like represents. It's like all these characters, we all feel like we're behind in life. My character in the show feels like he's behind in his life, and he's got to get to a point. He's like, I have to get here because then everything's gonna be okay. So his journey through the show is just like trying to get to this point where everybody is finally, now everyone's happy with me. But like, you know, as the show unfolds, hopefully you'll see, like, you know, that there's more to it than that. And so
nice.
Premise of the show, guy in his late early 30s that's living at home, not doing much, and becomes and tells his feelings on the internet and becomes an influencer, and then now he's like thrown to this world. But that's just the starting of the show, and then I think it just kind of like is different than that, because I didn't want to make a show where I was like, oh, you know, this is my just rain from the internet.
Oh, I get it.
Like a mouse in a freaking, you know, monitor running with a laptop. I'm like, I don't want to miss that. Like, you know, So I was like, I used that, my experiences on the internet as like a vehicle to like set up the story. But I think there's more to it than that. So I think it's just like, the season progression is very interesting, because like, when you watch the first episode, you think the first two episodes, I was like, you think it's gonna be something, and then there's like a mid season shift, and then like you're like, oh, the show is like, it's not what I thought it was. I think I don't know how it's gonna be received.
Do you have a favorite episode? Is that possible?
Oh, man, I don't know. They're all so individually something. Thematically or talking about something, it's very interesting. But I think the episode that I probably, it was the most challenging and I had the most fun, and I probably asked a lot of me, was episode 7. So I think that's like, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, they're all my favorite, but I think that was the one that was the most challenging for me to do. And like when I watch it back, I'm like, oof, like this is a
nice, wow,
beautiful. This is a beautiful episode. Like, nice. And on paper, you know, you think it's gonna be something, and then you see it, you're like, it's always a very interesting process. But they're all so just great. And then the writers, when they came in, they brought their experiences, and they all connected to the stories, and so they did added so much to it as well,
like
so
the like nuances everything. And stuff like that.
Yeah, because it's just a collaboration, right? You bring the ship. That's like, you're like, oh, I built this ship. And then people come in and then they'll add like a mast. This steering wheel is better if we use this steering. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're like, then you're doing that. And then you teach them too. And they're like, oh, what about this? I'm like, no, but this has to be this. Don't put it there. So it's that. It's just like that process. And it's just like, it's a very, when people are on board with the same vision and it's not an egos aren't involved, it's like that's when the beautiful stuff comes in. It's just like we're all here for the same reason, we're all doing the same thing, and we're all trying to make the best thing possible.
And bro, I've been on sets where like niggas are screaming, bro, and I'm like, yo, you don't need to talk to me.
No,
like,
you don't,
you know what I mean? No. Like,
you're making it worse.
I remember when we first did Judge Tycho, and Judge Tycho was like our first like official set, and it was still like us like wearing those hats to say, okay, this was going on, but we had help with the production team that we were putting that together with. But I just remember the vibe on set and everyone kept coming up to us saying like, yo, like it was so nice, it was so chill, like this didn't feel like work. And I'm like, yeah, like that's what it feels like to us. Like when we film, it doesn't really feel like work. We know what we're doing it for, but that was the vibe that we're bringing it on. And I just remember like working on different sets and everyone screaming, and I'm in the chip room and niggas are talking
crazy.
Can't
wait to go and shit, like fucking 2 hours of this shit.
I don't want that.
No,
at all,
you don't.
Man.
You
like,
don't. Yeah.
Because it's just, again, that final product. You want everyone to be proud of it as if it's like, you know what I mean? Their baby. Even if they're just like, even if they just catered the fucking show, you know what I mean? Like, to say, yo, I was here on the background, like.
Yeah.
That's what you
that's,
want.
You want everybody that was involved in the show to be proud.
Yeah, literally.
You know, that's like the most special, like most fulfilling. That's like that's why you do it. It's like literally. that's because there's some days that are hard. There's some days where you go overtime. People got to get home to their families. You know, like that's one thing. I was like, I'm yeah, these guys have kids. Like,
chill on the grind, bro. You
know? And I'm like, I'm ready to go, bro. Like, and I'm like, no, I gotta realize, like, some of these people have a life. Like, they have families.
You don't want them to hate you. Too.
Everybody got a life.
So you have to understand that. And then you have to, like, cater to that as well. So it's you know you're gonna go over time. You know you're gonna, all these things are gonna happen. So it's like, you don't want to create an environment where it's like shitty for anybody. Sure. It's like,
you
want to
be grateful.
Yeah, like, take care of them and, like, bring them along in the process. And like and they're equally as a part of it. Like every single person, like every task had to have been there. Like the smallest credits, like it's like the 1 second on frame. Like that person was like so important.
Without them, we don't have
it. It wouldn't have that, man. We would have fallen apart. So like you have to realize, you have to show your gratitude and appreciation for that. And like I just loved everybody that was in that show. And yeah, there's just, you just learn so much. And you can't be. You can't allow for that energy to be in that space, especially if you're working on something that means so much to you. And like you hold, it's like, yo, this is a sacred piece of thing we're making to some degree, you know, like this means a lot to all of us. Why bring the energy of like, if you have a problem, if you have an issue, like let's figure it out. Let's find a solution. Let's try to move forward. And like, we're all trying to do the same thing. So there's no need for that energy.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. I'm excited, man.
Man. Congrats, our brother. What a journey, man.
What a fucking journey.
Like, we watch all this go down from the outside, but like to see it as like a,
you guys were there. You guys, I kept you guys updated. You know, I told when I remember telling you the early version, I was like, yeah, I'm playing around with a couple titles, you know, this. As soon as I said Late Bloomer, I looked at JJ, it's like, one of the moments I was like, okay, like I got the approval from these guys. They know. I don't even think I explained what the show is about.
But you could just put it together.
Late Bloomer.
That title attracts me. Like that's the type of TV show I like. You know what I'm saying?
So, you gotta. I mean, look. Hey, shout out to you guys, man, for keeping me afloat.
Oh man, yo, I know, man.
Sunny Lane, different.
These guys, Sunny Lane. Sometimes it gets too much. It gets crazy, but you know, it's always good to have people to have these conversations with, and like, come to, you know. So yeah, I'm very grateful to you guys as well.
And the people don't want to know, man. Yeah. Is there any way you could see yourself coming back to content your way, your terms, like your? Is there a version of it that you could see?
You know what? Working.
Cut his mic.
I think maybe, yeah. I'm playing around with the idea of like maybe also putting something online, but it's not going to be like
how it was.
Yeah. But I think, you know, it's fun to like create something on your own as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Like in this part, this making the show was also a lot of fun, you know. Mm-hmm. And so like there's different ways to do it. Like sometimes you paint a picture. You don't need to paint a picture with 100 people around you. You just gotta paint a picture. So it's like I think that that is what the internet was, you know. You could do a lot of things yourself. You didn't have the resources. Now you're in a thing where you have a lot of resources and you can't do everything yourself because it's physically not possible.
Yep. That's true, yeah.
And so I think there's just a balance of that. And now I'm just like, I feel like I've been walking so many extremes. Like I was on the extreme just being on the internet, being like always on, kinda, like just bam. And then I went to this one extreme for the past few years where I was just like, yo, I have to like, It's like a response to everything you've been through. And so you're like, I'm going to be on this side. So I think I'm just learning now, like, to like find the middle ground in a lot of things, find the balance in a lot of things. So I think, I don't want to give a definite answer because I'm playing around with the thought. I've been thinking about the thought that I'm thinking about.
I personally think there's a way to like do. I totally get it, like leaving a, like a type of content or like the idea of content. But like there's a way for you to do it where it's tasteful to you, and then people will follow along.
I mean, I shot a lot of like random stuff during the pandemic, like just to keep the
juices
going, just to create, you know. You guys were part of one thing that
where's that, bro?
There's a bunch of stuff that's been shot that I shot in the pandemic that it's just sitting there, hasn't really seen the light of day. And then, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how to like package that or like put it together. But I think I'm playing around with the idea to do that, so there probably might be something also on YouTube, because I mean I love just creating. Like
I know you're a creative guy, man.
Like how we started, you know. You don't want to like just abandon that right away. So
for sure,
finding a way to do it in a way that's like true to also the person, because you don't want to do the same thing. It's not
good. But at the same time, if it's done, it's done.
If it's done,
you're great.
If it's done, it's done. I think I'm in a place now where I don't. It's really nice because I don't. Now that I have the show, I'm not like pressured to make something on YouTube where I'm like, okay, I have to make something that's gonna hit.
Right.
It's gonna check all these boxes. Yeah. Gonna do this. So I think if I were to create something on YouTube, it would be purely from like a space of like, I just made this because like I wanted to make it.
To make it.
Like I think no expectations. I really like it.
Yeah.
It means something to me, and I just want to make it, and then I'll share it.
Whoever likes it,
and whoever doesn't. And I think I was just always scared of people not liking stuff, because when you care about your art, you really care. Man. So you care when people don't.
For
like
sure,
it, and it doesn't live up to the quality. So I think I'm just like, I if I make something, it'll be because I really wanted to make it, or something that meant something to me at that point. And I'll just share it for people to see it, and hopefully like, and if not, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, there's more stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of other things. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, we could go on all day, man.
We could. Honestly, we could.
But the camera on stage kicks us out in 8 minutes, man. Special episode, man.
Damn.
Oh, man, y'all know what to do, man. All the good stuff, man. Man, what a amazing gems, episode, man. It's a special gift for y'all, man.
Don't sleep. It was kind of funny because last thing, when we first started this podcast, I hit you up. I'm like, yo, we need a place for this. Yeah. We're thinking about the office.
Oh, yeah.
So we started filming the podcast in the office. Yeah. And I remember like a lot of the first comments was, where the fuck is Just Two Boys? Like, where's Just?
Yeah, look at the signs in the background. Everything
was literally that exact same wall. So that was just funny. It's full circle.
I know. Look, everybody out there, I'm here. I'm around. I felt like people, I get it. Like people are like, yo, you just give people so much, and you don't even realize you're just making stuff because you enjoy making it. But people put so much value and like gain so much from it. So I felt like I heard so many people's stories and like the impact and what it meant to them. And like you don't understand it. You just, it's just fun. It's just a creation to you. But it's just been so nice to hear
to be in the space where like I wasn't always just on, and just being able to have like real conversations with people on the streets, like just like people couldn't even mess with me, so people had to talk to me on the street. And so just getting that experience is like a very beautiful thing that I don't think I would have been able to get had I not had done this. And so I'm like, it's just like it's very beautiful, so I'm very thankful to like everybody. And like I didn't mean to abandon you guys. I just had to work on some stuff, and you know, it's I'm just coming back, I hope. to be able to like, you know, keep giving to everybody and inspiring everybody else and other people to give as well. So
absolutely,
I love everybody.
Hey man, some of y'all need to take a break.
I was gonna say, there's a lot to learn from it, man.
If you need to take a break, take a break. Take a break. Don't worry, it's everything will be all right. Take a break, get grounded. If you need it, don't be like ashamed to do it. Just do it.
Facts.
Tight shit, man.
Day, man. You can be your bloomer, best, man.
Yeah.
Bloom, bruh. Don't be late.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.